Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Despite assurances from the Federal Reserve yesterday that the banking system is on solid footing, regional bank stocks have faltered this morning and hit hard since regional banks started wavering in March, fell a record 42% after the market opened. Shares of another regional bank, First Horizon, fell 37% after it disclosed this morning its planned $13.4 billion acquisition by TD Bank was called off. TD officials say the deal was scrapped because they were unsure when and if it would get regulatory approval. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election and is on Form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over an unclassified document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Democrats in the media have covered for this president over and over and over again to the tune of even interfering in an election. Let's not forget that Twitter and the other big tech companies censored stories about Hunter's laptop to try and change the outcome of an election. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to get it right now.
Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. May the Force be with you. It's a play on words calling back to May the Force be with you, a common saying among Jedi and believers of the Force in the Star Wars universe. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
New York State has become the first state to ban gas stoves in America.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026, and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
As expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point yesterday, marking the 10th consecutive move in another aggressive move to counter inflation. This as the nation's second largest bank, First Republic, collapsed over the weekend from the economic stress. Senate Democrats are launching a new effort to better compete with China.
Speaking on the issue, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Schumer also said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership. Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China, to deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan, and block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. But it's also Firefighters Memorial Day. Let's join in honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Vince Everett Ellison joining us, and my good friend here, who rose from a cotton plantation to the Republican congressional candidacy for South Carolina's 6th district. And he's here to talk about, something his daughter asked him. So why don't more people just, vote their values? Imagine that. Hey, Vince, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's good to be back with you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been too long, buddy, let me tell you. But, that's very poignant. When you get the truth and the insight of a young person, it says, look at, why don't people, speak about their values and being a Christian?
Yeah, Bill, my daughter, I confronted this lady who wanted her to go to this women's march up in D.C. after Trump was elected. And she told her we're feminists, we're abortionists, and we want to run this thing at the White House. And seeing my daughter, seeing she was black, asked if she come with them. And my daughter very respectfully said, ma'am, I can't go with you. I'm a Christian. I vote my values. And I asked that question because when I look at the Democrat Party and I see where they stand on issues, they've always been an evil institution. It's part of slavery. Party of succession and a party of Jim Crow, and now they're the party of 9-month abortion.
Right.
These drag queens, castrating little boys, calling them little girls, allowing demented grown men to go into the bathrooms of little girls and participate in girls' sports. You have to ask the question of a Christian. You look at that and you say, you think you can vote to commit murder?
Yeah.
And especially abuse children? You think you can do that and not be held accountable for it?
Yeah.
Because Jesus said to anyone that harms one of these little ones, it's better than a millstone being tied around their neck, they be thrown into the sea.
Right.
I hope these people can swim.
Well, the thing that's amazing as you relate the story here, Vince, is that here your daughter, this woman, confronts your daughter thinking, okay, well, she's a black girl, so she's got to think like me, right? I mean, she's got to be liberal and has to be, for abortion. And here is the wisdom of this God-fearing young daughter of yours that responds with truth that's so profound that if this woman had ears to hear, could you imagine how her life could have changed?
Yes. And that's why I wrote this documentary and produced it called Will You Go to Hell for Me? Your listeners can go to willyougotohellforme.com. Willyougotohellforme.com. And you can watch the trailer. Tucker Carlson, before he left Fox, allowed me to debut it on his show. He said it was the most powerful trailer he'd ever seen. Sean Hannity did the same. Mm-hmm. And you can look at the reviews from people who have seen this documentary. Most of them say it's the best movie they've ever seen. All say it's the best documentary they've ever seen because of that cover thing. Mm-hmm. That people have been afraid to talk about. I talk about how Marxism infiltrated the black church through the civil rights movement and through how they compromised Martin Luther King Jr. and all his compatriots. And this led to the black community voting for a Marxist Democrat party. I talk about how, you know, first, that a lot of propaganda has been given on King to hold him up mm-hmm. because of the fact that by holding him up, it keeps the black community Democrat party. I show that we talk about abortion, how it decimates the black community, why the black clergy don't say anything. Well, I show in the documentary, and you can take your phone and Google search all of it, mm-hmm. that the first recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award was Martin Luther King Jr. in 1966. He was excommunicated out of the black church in 1961 for trying to take it over at the National Baptist Convention for these Marxists in the Democrat Party. Killed a preacher on the floor doing it. Wow. After being excommunicated, he started his own sect of the Baptist religion. It's called the Progressive National Baptist Convention. That's the sect that Raphael Warnock comes out of. Mm-hmm. The one that supports gay marriage. The one that supports aborting babies. Yeah, the Progressive National Baptist Convention. Your listeners can look it up. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of stuff that I reveal mm-hmm. in this documentary about how they fight to keep black and white Christians separated, because Jesus' last prayer before he went to the cross was for us to be unified.
Exactly.
And he mm-hmm. knew that if they separated us like they have done, they control this nation. Mm-hmm. Stop it. You have to come back together as one body and defeat them.
You know, Vince, it's interesting, you know, what you're bringing up here right now. This is all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We're just bringing the truth, and then you decide, okay? The whole truth, nothing but here. Today is National Day of Prayer. And the theme of the National Day of Prayer refers to from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, right?
That's right.
Now, if you are a compromised Christian, there's no way you're righteous. You know, if you are disobedient to first principles and commandments of God himself, there is no way that your prayer is going to avail anything, much less much. So this idea of a national day of prayer, we need to pause for a moment and consider where we are. Where is our standing with God? You know, you cannot sit there and go against God and think that God didn't say that he made them men and women, and that you're traveling with the culture that says there's as many as, I mean, in California, I think in some of these universities up there's 87 different gender options. I mean, this is how bizarre it's become. You know, they've come alongside these organizations that believe in chemical abortions after we've already murdered over 63 million babies. I mean, that's not enough. Let's just go ahead and let's just really endanger women all the more that they say they want to protect. And so now we're going to have them utilize these pills that they lie to them and say, oh, it's just like taking Tylenol. It's no big deal. This thing's very dangerous. And it's proven to be dangerous, and it's proven to be, again, consistent with that big lie that started abortion, that it would be safe and rare. It's not safe and rare. And there's no doubt that it was targeted for minorities, for the less thans. You know, you've got, what, 40%, 45% in the black communities, 25% Hispanics have been greatly affected, that children, whose children are no more. But all that, again, to reinforce the idea that it is the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man that avails much. And man, and let's not get, you know, gender nuts here. That's just the word of God. And by righteous man, it is the general sense of man and woman. Okay, not just men specifically. But you must have right standing with God for your prayer to be effective, right?
Oh, no, brother, no doubt. And we have to start back praying. And I want your viewers, I mean, your listeners to go to yougotohelpme.com. Look at this documentary. Look at this trailer. And it will change your life. Once you watch the trailer, you have to see the documentary. Mm-hmm. And it'll show us It'll teach us what the Bible tells us about not the people that only partake in these terrible things, but they are also in danger of hellfire. And if you are a Christian, you must believe in hell.
Yes.
It is not an option. It's not something that we say, well, we can. And no, you're a Christian, like 75% of white people say, and 85% of black people say, this is real to you. And
amen.
Democrats have set a trap for you, and they're asking you to go to hell for this.
Well, stay tuned. We've got more from Vince after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Everett Ellison has explained, it has been almost single-handedly the Democratic Party that has, to quote Joe Biden, kept them all in chains. I mean, when you look at the history of the Democratic Party, what it had to do with slavery and Jim Crow and on, and even with welfare and abortion, I mean, they did everything they could to rob people of their talents, their gifts, their potential, and kept them, in a sense, on a new defined plantation of sorts. You know, Vince, it really, just as a fellow human being, it crushes me to think how God's plan and purpose for people, for minorities, how the Democrats have used, you know, these groups of people in order for them to stay in power. It's all about power. It is corrupt. It is ungodly. It's unrighteous on so many levels. And I'll tell you, I just do not want to be in their shoes. I mean, I pray for them. Today is a national day of prayer. I pray that they would be reconciled to God, that they would see the truth, and that they would truly be free. But until then, and barring that, we need to be all the smarter and wiser of their ways so that we do not continue to fall victim and we exercise the God-given rights that are enumerated in our Constitution to defeat this evil, because that's what it is, and that's what you were saying, Vince, right?
Yes, my brother. Look, I'm encouraged by 1 Kings 19:14 and 18. You know, when Elijah just defeated the prophets of Baal, mm-hmm. and he was running because the old lady Jezebel said she was going to find him and kill him. Right. And he was exhausted, and he cried to God. He said, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. And he said, the Israelites have rejected your covenants, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me. And God said to Elijah, yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knee have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. Mm-hmm. There are people out there, Brother Martinez, that are still mm-hmm. jealous for God. They've right. just not been activated. They've been quiet. They're the ones that work every day. They're the ones that pay the tax. They're the ones that raise their children. They're the ones that are not caught up in apostate religion and these jackleg preachers out there lying. You know, they're the ones that haven't got caught up in all the foolishness, and they are waiting to just be called. Jesus said, my people will hear my voice. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm doing. I'm putting out the clarion call for them to be activated right now. The Democratic Party is an evil institution, but they cannot touch the children of God. Right. This is why the black community has been left so desolate. We've turned our backs on God. You don't just go to hell after life. You go to hell in life. Drug abuse, yeah. family breakdown, poverty, crime, all of this. And none of these Democrats that are causing this want to live amongst these people. Everybody wants to leave where these yeah. guys rule.
Right.
Whether it be Memphis, Detroit, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago. It's Mad Max land. It's a dystopia. And a tree is known by the fruit it bears, is it not? Is that what
that's right,
says?
Exactly.
You know, a false prophet.
Right.
You can't get good fruit from a rotten tree. Rotten mm-hmm. fruit from a good tree. Each tree and fruit will be after his own. If the fruit is rotten, the tree is rotten. And the right. tree is the Democrat Party and the Civil Rights Movement. You can't get around it. Mm-hmm. And we're calling them to account. I will no longer be silent in the presence of evil. We have Amen. To call the Christian community to account. That God mm-hmm. will not hold you guiltless for the murder of children. You right. cannot vote to kill a child. You cannot vote to take children that survived and deployed in public schools that won't teach them to read but allow the rainbow flag in there, allow a man in a dress to come and shake their behinds in their faces and castrate them and then sexually groom them for these perverts' sexual appetites when they grow up.
Exactly.
We have to stand up as men mm-hmm. and say our tolerance has ended.
That's right.
And we're going to push back.
Right.
Get this documentary, it'll tell you how it's going to be done.
And again, will you go to hell for me? We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. But where else can they find the trailer and find out more about the documentary, Vince?
They can see the trailer on Rumble. YouTube took it down after 100,000 views. Oh. TikTok still has it up with 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see it on Rumble. You can also rent and stream the documentary on Rumble also. You can go to VinceEEllison.com. That's Vince E. Ellison, three E's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There you can find all my books, all my blogs. You can see the trailer and also buy the video there. But if you want to do it quick, to buy it, to rent it, to watch it, go to willyougotohellforme.com.
Why did you...
Rock your world.
Yeah, Vince, why did you have to do this documentary? I mean, you felt compelled to do this.
Yeah, I've talked to so many Christians that just don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what the Democrat Party is doing about using Obamacare. I told people at the beginning, I said, Obamacare is about two things, abortion and LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure they can get free drugs to the people that had so they can have sex, still have sex.
Right.
And they want to make sure that they can, that the government will pay for transgender operations and for transgender care and all the hormone therapy and everything after they get the operation. And this is why now this has become such a thing. Doctors can get paid for it.
Right.
The federal government is paying for it, Bill.
Right.
It ain't gonna, see, before the federal government paid for it, a Joe couldn't afford $100,000 for an operation and then another $20,000 a year for the rest of his life for hormones. But Obamacare has got America paying for it. And most Americans don't know. They don't know that they're in league with it. They don't know about 9-month abortion.
Right.
They don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this documentary tells them about it, and it shocks them. When you tell them that the government will pay you, will put you in jail for spanking your son, but will give you money to castrate him.
Yeah, go figure, huh? This is how bizarre it's become.
What?
Right.
And so this documentary, a lot of people don't read, but they'll watch a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They will watch a 2-minute trailer that'll lead them to the documentary. So I've written my books, and my books have become bestsellers. But there are certain types of people that will watch a documentary that will not read a book. And I want to get everybody that I can. And I want your people to know this. Every dime I get, I put back into promoting this work.
Mm.
Every dime I put back into advertising it so people can know about it, so they can buy it, so they can watch it. And you can sit there with your phone or your computer and Google search everything I say. The saddest thing about my documentary, and that is all true, all of it. And it will change the way that you see America, change the way that you see the Democratic Party, change the way you see the civil rights movement, and put you on the right path. It's like having a back pain and you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And for 10 years it's bothered you, and you go to the doctor and say, there it is.
there it is.
MRI.
Whoop, there it is, huh?
This
I'm telling you.
Tells you, there it is.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Well, that's good. Well, the thing that we're seeing amongst the 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls, as you say, they're siding with the Democrats and taking the fifth when it comes to abortion. What is going on? I mean, where is the backbone for conservatives and the GOP?
The people that give the money to the GOP don't want them dealing with abortion. A whole lot of these people have wives and daughters that have had abortions. They paid for them themselves. They have wives and daughters and children that are LGBTQ, and they've fallen victim, and they are all in this state of condemnation because they haven't been good people in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They've done terrible things, and instead of asking God to
forgive them,
they want to try to justify their actions by saying, yeah, it's legal and it's right. So they don't want to raise their children. They want to make sure that they can just walk around LGBTQ and they tell the GOP, if I give you this money, you better not say anything about it. They don't want abortion going because their wives, matter of fact, in South Carolina, they were going to have a strong abortion bill. And five women, I think three or four of them were taken Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Now filibuster it. So there are these people in elite classes that do not want abortion and they do not want LGBTQ dealt with. And they will tell any Republican, if I give you money, you better shut up on this issue, or I'll dry it up the next time, and we'll primary you, and we'll take you out.
Well, there's so much of this going around in so many levels, whether it's corporate America, the culture, entertainment, go right on down the list. This is how pervasive evil has become and how it's demonstrating itself on the streets and in our world here, not only in America, but around the world. Vince Everett Ellison has been our guest. Vince, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless, my friend.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly eight-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Deion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, along with my good friend Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Boy, lots of trouble here in River City there, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah, well, the banking sector is really what people are worried about. There's been a kind of big run on the banks, particularly the big banks that are serving the wealthy. Mm-hmm. We had Silicon Valley Bank go down, then Signature Bank, First Republic Bank, which deals with all the wealthy people, mm-hmm. turns out had a $100 billion deposit withdrawal because people are just worried about it. The money.
And they were buttressed. Didn't First Republic get some money from Chase or in other?
$30 billion.
To protect them, $30 billion.
And $30 billion.
Wow. Right. And that vapored real quick, right?
Yep. And so people are just very concerned about that. And then Moody's has downgraded 11 major regional banks, U.S. Bank being amongst them, because they're concerned about the same thing. People are taking money out of medium and smaller-sized banks out of fear that they may be the next Silicon Valley bank. Mm-hmm. And it means that those banks have less money to lend, which tightens the credit situation a lot, mm-hmm. if they didn't have less money to lend. So the Federal Reserve is not only tightening the money supply and trying to keep inflation down by raising rates, mm-hmm. but this whole credit tightening sector is really impacting people big time. And
well, in the free market, Yeah, and the free market's responding to this. They're losing confidence, and you know, they saw what the administrator, what the Fed did in order to save Silicon Valley Bank and Signature, and they're going, well, how much more money do we have when we're already looking at $31 trillion of national debt? The government just can't afford to continue to bail out these banks. So you can't blame them for wanting to find a safer place, like maybe their mattress or a coffee can, to put their money in.
Yeah, that's not too safe a place either. But meanwhile, you're getting a decent yield at these banks. I mean, you can get over 5% on a one-year CD today. Mm-hmm. So money is moving to the bigger banks where they're getting a decent yield. Treasuries are still 4% plus. Mm-hmm. So it's providing an alternative to stocks. Yeah. To have a safe place to put your money that didn't really exist the last few years.
But you predicted this, though, Jordan. You said the bigger banks would benefit from this and the smaller banks would take the hit.
And that's exactly what's happening. And, mm-hmm. But that's not only a bank situation. That affects the economy in a major way. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of loans, both to individuals and businesses, are made by the medium and smaller-sized banks. Mm-hmm. And if they have less deposits, they can lend less. And there are specific pockets. For example, commercial real estate, where those are mostly made by medium and smaller-sized banks, mm-hmm. where vacancy rates are up a lot, and there's going to be a lot of loan defaults in commercial real estate. That's going to hit the middle banks.
Exactly. Well, what about this debt ceiling battle that continues? I mean, all this is stirring up and muddying up the waters, economically speaking.
Well, it's a big kind of Damocles sword hanging over the whole economy here. How is this going to get resolved? The Republicans have proposed freezes of spending cuts. Just all kinds of things the Democrats aren't going to agree to is what it comes down to. And the Democrats saying they would just have to have pure deficit. And I mean, the numbers I've been hearing are like early June. You know, we're mm-hmm. talking about pretty soon from now here.
Right.
And if this doesn't get resolved one way or the other, and we in fact do default on national debt, I mean, that is just asking for a financial catastrophe, and mm-hmm. neither side seems to be that worried about it.
Well, the deal is, and you saw, of course, this latest rework from the CBO regarding the Inflation Acceleration Act. Whatever benefit was supposed to have been derived from that, that's already gone. These giveaways that have jumped now from $271 billion to $570 billion, or 110%. No wonder. You know, the asset's gone, and now it's not going to deliver anywhere close to what Joe Biden and the Democrats said. So, I mean, there's such there's so much irresponsibility when you talk about the economy. And now Joe Biden is using the bully pulpit, along with the rest of his Democratic troubadours, to say, look at, just give him a blank check.
Yeah.
And be quiet, and we'll move on, we'll pay our bills, and Joe Biden will just keep on, spending and taxing.
That's basically where we stand. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like the Republicans are willing to go along with that.
Would you go with it? Does it make sense?
I think raising the national debt ceiling and not having a financial catastrophe is a good thing, actually.
But the deal is underneath, though, you're already creating a national catastrophe. So when do you want to pay for it? Do you want to pay for it now or pay for it later? This is what gets us down the road. We keep kicking it down the road. Nobody addresses this in a responsible way, because here we are, we're getting into election campaign season. So that means people have to buy votes. And in order to buy votes, they don't pull the money out of their own pocket. They go to the Treasury, and they find ways to use the people's money to buy their votes.
Exactly. And you're seeing that in a lot of different areas, and all the electric vehicle incentives and,
of course,
expanding Medicare drugs coverage in various ways. And, yeah, I mean,
and you're right. And who wins? Who wins with that deal? I mean, Joe Biden all the time, I mean, he talks about reducing, you know, the price of drugs and that sort of thing. I mean, to me, that should be such an academic deal. And he champions that like as if it's really just made just this incredibly huge difference. And that's the reason. I mean, forget about what he's done with the economy, how he's crippled us when it comes to fuel usage, forcing us into a green deal that is not delivering after decades, and we're just pouring money into this dark hole and getting nothing in return. But you know, for all this great stuff and disasters, he deserves another 4 years.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to be they're going to have to make the case against him that all these things have to be reversed. And you know, there is popularity to these things. The people who benefit think it's a great idea, whether it's getting rid of people's student loans or windmills or solar. I mean, it all sounds good. It's just it's at a cost that we're borrowing billions of dollars to fund all these things, and it's not being effective, as you say. So, you know, the benefit is kind of tangible, and the harm is cloudy, I guess you might say.
Well, it's quite obvious. I mean, here we are stuck in this inflation nightmare brought to you because of this kind of stinking thinking, and not only thinking, but these actions that, you know, I was raised on return on investment, like you, Jordan. I mean, invest the money. What's in it for me? Where's the return? And what we're seeing is that it's more about political favors than it is about we the people. We the people are carrying the burden for this ineptness and this partisanship, and it's endless. And so,
yeah.
What's the end game after everything is all said and done? Is that we're totally bankrupt? That you know, seniors who are relying on their retirement money is all compromised. I mean, it's already getting chewed up with inflation anyway.
It is. Well, I mean, I think one thing you're seeing is that people are moving to alternatives, meaning Bitcoin and gold,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they're losing faith in the traditional system. So gold's over $2,000 an ounce, Bitcoin's over $30,000, and this is a worldwide phenomenon as well. People are losing faith in other central governments as well, because exactly as you say, they're getting eaten up by inflation, so they feel they got to put their money somewhere. So the three hot areas are treasuries, Bitcoin, and gold as an alternative to what's going on in the traditional financial system.
And it's up to the people. You know, like you've got to be proactive, just like, you know, these investors who are taking their money, you know, $100 billion in one fell swoop out of a bank. Wow, that's just crippling.
Well, it is. First Republic is a major bank, just as what happened with Silicon Valley Bank.
Mm-hmm, right.
That was the 16th largest bank. It vaporized in hours because people could just tap their phones and take the money out. And the FDIC is very assured.
How can we get in touch with you?
Jordan@moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to help you folks.
There he is, the one and only Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
The distinctive voice of my good friend John Schlitt, who joins us now. John, of course, as the lead singer of Petra, earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Dove Awards, and 3 RIAA Certified Gold Albums, and became the first rock group to win the GMA Dove Award for Group of the Year. Hey, Brother John, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, it's always great to talk to you, bud. Thank you for having me on your show.
Are you kidding me? It's an honor, and it's such a pleasure to hear your voice. And, boy, I'll tell you, in this album, which, you know, it's been a long time coming. You took a break for 7 years and just out there enjoying life and, you know, pursuing spiritual issues. And it was time for you to do this. And your voice is as strong as ever, John.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Well, you know, God has given me a gift, and I try to use it as much as I can, and as long as I, you know, it's you use it or you lose it, and so far I've been trying to use it as much as possible.
Well, it's awesome, and we're blessed by it. This album, the first solo album of original material in 7 years, I mentioned. Of course, we heard just a little taste of the title track, Go. Tell our audience, you know, why this project and what Go is all about.
Well, I just felt that, as I said before, God gave me a gift, and I need to use it. And I felt that the album before this was called The Greater Cause. It was a great album, and I actually was a little fearful of trying to keep up with it. But praise God, used 3 different producer camps, and ended up being – it just worked out really well. It truly was a God thing. It's basically saying, you know what, we are a comfortable bunch, we Christians in America, And it's real easy for us to just go into church, hide there, and not make too much waves, where really the church is a boot camp, mm-hmm. to get us ready to go right. out and preach the word, tell the people about Christ. That's our commission.
That's right.
And so this whole album sort of leans in that direction. And what's funny, it wasn't necessarily meant to do that originally. I just wanted to do great songs that lifted up the message. And it ended up, the title cut was the last song we wrote because everything else fell together. I'm going, wow, okay, right. Lord, I'm totally cool with this.
Yeah.
Praise God. So the song Go was sort of saying, this is a capitulation of what this album's about.
Yeah. Well, it reminds us, as you said, of the great commission that Jesus gave us to go and take the gospel message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. And look where we are today, John. I mean, it is amazing how, you know, and particularly in the last two decades, how much the Bible has been but published in about 40% of all the languages across the country. I mean, around the world, never forget about the country, around the world. I mean, this is how much it has progressed, and it's expected, according to Wesley, that we're looking at, or not Wesley, but Wycliffe. I don't know why I'm missing my words here, so forgive me. But according to Wycliffe, somewhere around the year 2033, the Bible will be available in every language and tongue.
Praise God.
That's not that far.
We never know what God's plan is, mm-hmm. but that sort of seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, just like it seems obvious that here you are, you're entering this project, and the Holy Spirit says, I got a great idea for you.
And you know what's funny? And I was praying for that. I was saying, Lord, I'm using this new setup with three different producers, three different musician groups. It's up to you, Father. You know, and the song just kept coming, and it was just cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can imagine as it is all coming together. And of course, in this particular instance, I mean, your hand was in every lyric. I mean, you participated in the writing of every one of these songs.
Yes, I did. And this is the first album it's ever been done that way. I mean, with Petra, I never wrote anything. I wrote one song that I co-wrote with a friend, mm-hmm. and through the history of Petra, 20 years.
Right.
And with my solo projects, pretty much I would write, but never the whole album. You know, mm-hmm. I always had guest writers come in and deliver amazing songs. And this was, I guess this is sort of me growing up, you know, mm-hmm. finally saying, you know, take responsibility, John, go in there and start writing with these opportunities I give you. Cause I was writing with amazing writers, and it just, it was a satisfying feeling. It was just, felt good.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, what was that like for you? I mean, you know, you start to do something. You know, God's calling you out to go beyond the boundaries that maybe that you had set for yourself. And he says, no, I got something better for you. Why don't you? We're going to stretch a little bit, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. And I think, you know, every time we start to feel like we're in our comfort zone, bad place. God doesn't mind us being comfortable, but if it gets in the way of going forward, that's not a good thing. And I think he has done a great job with me. Every time I start to get comfortable, he pulls something and says, nope, that's not how it's going to be. So, and I'm not complaining by any means, because I love the fact that he sees me worthy to go forward and give the commission as best I can.
You know, John, it's always a blessing when you're in the Father's will and you're doing what he's called you to do, whether it's a singer, whether it's just being a servant out there, whatever capacity and whatever that God has called you to do, right? When you're doing what God's called you to do, there is a peace. There's not only a peace, but there's a power about it too, isn't there?
Oh, amen. You know, when I'm not touring, I actually have a ministry that goes out and helps in any way it can. And that, you know, as long as you're trying to be as Christ-like as possible in anything that you choose to do, it's a beautiful way to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John, you have been so blessed, as we've been blessed to, you know, be the benefactors of your talent and how God's used you. And I think back, there was last year the movie called Jesus Music. And you know, we saw everything that made up the Jesus, the discography of Jesus Music during that era, of which Petra was part of it. You know, that must have been, you know, such a deja vu experience for you, you know, to watch that and see how far Christian music has come to where it is today.
Well, that movie was a very eye-opener to me. That was almost a little different camp from what Petra was part of. But we all worked together, and it was interesting to see from different people's perspective how it developed. And it was an eye opener for me, as it was for probably everyone else. It was very useful, it was a good movie. I was so glad that they put it out.
Well, the one thing, too, that I observed, and of course I did from my standpoint, because I was, you know, very much involved in radio and in all levels, you know, whether it was in marketing and certainly music, because, you know, I was, in Los Angeles as a radio personality at the time. But I noticed something quite dramatically when people seemed to converge. There was something about Nashville that brought a lot of talent to Nashville, and it really elevated Christian music to a whole nother level.
I agree. Nashville is such a center for the top musicians, top writers. You know, a lot of it's used on country. There are some secular rockers here too, but pretty much it's country and Christian. And it's sort of funny, you know, our Class A studio musicians, one day they're doing Christian songs, the next day they're doing country. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how many Christians, amazing musicians mm-hmm. that play country are Christian. It's very satisfying. Like I said, there's never a shortage of the top-notch studio musicians, which helps, you know, give a quality to Christian music now, not to mention producers. I mean, it's just, it's a camp that is top-notch. I mean, you can't get much better than Nashville now.
Well, artists have to have a canvas. I use it in terms of artistic terms. They have to have a canvas to work with, right? And they'll do it whatever it is, whether it's country music or, you know, Christian music or even even jingles. I've used some for jingles as well, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It keeps a lot of people real busy.
Yeah, exactly, because it keeps them working on their craft. Well, John, we got about a minute left here. We touched a little bit on Build It Ministries. Tell people a little bit more and how they can get involved.
Well, Build It Ministries is something that I put together. Again, I've been very blessed, as you've mentioned, Bill, and I just always, because I'm not touring quite as much anymore, I just wanted to make sure I maximize my time in a godly way and started thinking, man, I've seen people that need help. I'm a do-it-yourselfer, woodworking type of guy. I can do music. So I tried to put all that together and say, how can I help?
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised once you say, how can I help? God will plop it right in your lap. And right now I'm busy keeping, you know, working with two or three different people that need it. Always could use some support, guys, with buildingministries.com or go to johnschlitt.com and you can find it there. It's a progress that'll keep going on until I'm gone.
If you're concerned about John Schlitt, thank you. God bless, my friend. Your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun.
Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident,